JW0TR.
Austin, Tom.
N0TR, W4DJW.
Just want to say hi. I heard you and Shane this morning. I was about to eat breakfast. And then, oh, right now I was delayed. I was paying the Sam's bill. How's your day?
Well, that and the dogs are okay. They just got their third round of shots, and they're ready to go to the trimmer, the groomers, for the first time.
Well, that's always good to keep up on the show. You got two dogs, huh? What kind?
Maltese. They're the small dogs, small white dogs with long silky hair.
Oh, I remember that now. I'm getting old, Dave. Oh, we don't have much planned today. I was going to run out and give the chickens some leftover spaghetti. It's fun to watch them eat that. They think it's worms. And Bernie forces it all off, of course. I don't think they'd like it with the spaghetti sauce and stuff on it. And then I usually give them some oats and gather the eggs. And then I think we're going to mosey on over to Spartanburg to Sam's or Costco's, I don't know which.
My chicken's noodles, but I imagine they would have eaten. They like bugs. They used to scratch around with bugs all the time. They like cracked corn, and they really love the pigeon food.
Regular chicken feed, 16%. And in the wintertime, sometimes I give them 22% protein. And then I give them some scratch, usually every day, which amounts to oats, which reminds me, I got to run up. I paid them for a bag last Friday, and they didn't have any, so they owe me a bag of oats. And then some cracked corn. But yeah, anything that resembles a worm, they're going to go for it. But it's fun to watch them. If you throw a bug in there or something, if one of them picks it up, all the rest of them try to steal it from them.
For the chicken doing that too. When I had them, my kids were little. They were like 3, 4, or 5 years old. And they used to like the chicken soup, but the rooster, they were afraid of the rooster.
I have a rooster. I accidentally got one time in back during COVID. I guess the sorters up there didn't do a good job, and I wound up with, was it one or two, Bernice? Two roosters. And they kept waking me up about 4:30 in the morning, and they went to rooster heaven.
Some of my roosters got to where they were aggressive like that, and same thing had to happen to them eventually. But I've raised, you know, I had like 70 of them, chickens, and so there was always a few roosters. And the roosters would always, they'd fight with each other. But, you know, anytime they go after a kid, that was their last on the attack. Anytime they chased the kid and the kid came running, that was it. That was the rooster's last straw.
Some damage. I've been cut by them before. I used to raise a few gamecocks back when I was a kid. Dad had a friend that raised them, and occasionally he'd go on vacation. Well, we'd get them, and they can really be aggressive. And then my grandma, when I was little bitty, I still remember going out to the chicken pen, and she had one big, huge rooster. I think it was a Rhode Island Red. And that thing had chased me all over the chicken yard out there. And I was too little to do anything about it. But I think you did right, because they could knock an eye out or anything. And even handling them, their wings flopping around can knock an eye out. But those spurs they got are not funny at all.
For me, I could catch a rooster pretty easy. Catch you. And he doesn't expect you to go at him, so I could catch him really pretty easy. And if it was a rooster that had done wrong, I just threw him in there in Ricky's cage. And Ricky would look at him for about 2/3 of a second. And in that last third of a second, he'd be crunching their head with his side, the teeth on the side of his jaw. Ricky was a big raccoon.
That's a unique way. Yeah, they'll do it. Well, let's just say if my roosters couldn't run over 1,000 foot a second, they were in bad shape.
Trying to outrun a bull is kind of hard. I get that.
You know, I just don't like them. And then my neighbor had one, and that sucker would just crow over and over and over all day long. And even before daylight or right at daylight, he'd start crowing. Finally, Tim just wrung its neck, but he never did tell his wife that was her favorite chicken. When they got them, she thought they were going to be pets. But it ain't that way anymore. I told her, I said, chickens aren't pets. I said, they don't like to be handled. And I said, you'll learn. And she did.
How to do that. I got, there's a trick to it where you don't get blood all over you. But if you don't know the trick, it can make a mess.
I watch a lot of these Mountain Men and Life Below Zero and Homestead Rescue. And the ones on Homestead Rescue, they make a funnel out of flashing, you know, like they use on around the roofing. And they make a funnel out of that, and they just drop them head first down in it, and their head sticks out, and then they just whack it off with a sharp knife.
Did it that way. I did raise some for eating, but they weren't really very good for eating. So after that incident with the gravel trucks that were coming down 290 that wiped out about half my herd, half the flock, I just hired a guy to come up from Ware Shoals. He came up there and he brought him a little 22, and he got the rest of them and took them off with him. And that was the end of my chickens. Anyway, Tom, we're in the garage. So we're going to let these dogs out and make sure they don't have any adverse effects to their shots and get some lunch. You and Bernice enjoy your day. N0TRW4DJW.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, Bernice says I've gone soft because I give them away anymore rather than do anything with them, and I'm certainly not going to eat them. the neighbors, they named all theirs, but that soon faded away, too. You're blessed. W4DJW N0GR clear.